if Jack is on.
No, I think we can go.
So we can go.
All right, it sounds like everybody who wishes to call in has called in. All right, can the folks on the bridge line hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can. Mr. Chairman, Brooks Harlow.
Mr. Romer, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, so let us begin.
Chairman?
Mr. Harlow, yes?
Yes, this is Brooks Harlow. I just got off the phone with Mr. Sherrill, giving him the new number. I don't know if you can give him a minute or you have to hurry because they're starting late already, but if you could wait a minute, it would be helpful.
Well, I think what I'll do is just get started for purposes of getting the preliminaries out of the way.
Understand.
All right. Thank you. All right, good afternoon. This is the special open meeting of the Utilities and Transportation Commission, and we are convened this afternoon for the purposes of hearing a request for less than statutory notice to temporarily discontinue service. That is a request that is made by Speedy Shuttle Washington LLC, doing business as Speedy Shuttle Seattle. And this is docket TC171144. I'm Dave Ganner. I'm chair of the commission. I'm joined by my colleagues Jay Belasbus and Ann Rendall. So if everybody on the bridge line has joined us, I think I'm going to turn now to Mike Young from Commission staff, who will give us some background on this item.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Young from Regulatory Services and presenting docket TC171.
Is the microphone work, or if not, could you?
No, it doesn't work.
Could you speak up?
Okay. Presenting docket TC171144, which is a petition by Speedy Shuttle Washington LLC for less than statutory notice processing of a request to waive the 30-day notice requirement to temporarily discontinue operations as of November 21st, 2017. Speedy Shuttle was granted a certificate of convenience and necessity by the Commission on March 30th, 2015 to provide auto transportation services in King County. On November 16th, 2017, staff learned that Speedy Shuttle intended to discontinue operations after November 20th, which was confirmed by the company's website. Staff sent an email notice to Speedy Shuttle on November 17, 2017, stating the requirements of Washington Administrative Code 480.30.186, paragraph 2, one of which is to provide 30 days written notice to its customers and the commission of its intent to discontinue service. Staff's notice also included a form for the voluntary cancellation of the company's company certificate on the basis that the company was ceasing operations within 2 business days of staff's notice. On November 20th, 2017, Speedy Shuttle filed a request for a temporary discontinuation of service and asked for less than statutory notice processing to waive the normal 30-day notice period. The company also provided assurances that they have made arrangements or issued refunds as appropriate for any customers holding reservations for service after November 20th. The company also provided the other information required in rule for discontinuation of service. However, the company has not provided a specific date for resumption of service as required. Instead, the company proposed service resumption 6 months after Shuttle Express has exhausted all of its appeals relating to a recent adjudicative matter. So today, staff recommends that the commission grant the less than statutory notice request to waive the 30 days notice requirement and recommends that the commission bring this matter back in a future open meeting for further discussion. And I'm available for questions.
All right. Thank you. So first of all, it is your recommendation that we don't need to have a specific date for resumption of service, that we can let this go for 6 months until all adjudication is completed. Is that your recommendation?
No, it's our recommendation that we only address the the waiver of the 30-day notice, and that we bring all other matters back at a future open meeting for further discussion.
Okay. Do you have an idea when you'd like to have that open meeting?
We would propose January, February timeframe, whatever works.
Okay. There's another part of the rule that requires that Speedy Shuttle notify city and county officials.
That's correct.
Do you have a recommendation on that?
I don't. Autotrans service, since it's a state-regulated, it doesn't have much of an impact on the county or the city officials. We believe the port knows that the company has discontinued operations, but we're not aware of any official notice to the port or any other city or county officials.
All right. Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Young?
Mr. Young, have we received at the commission any complaints about Speedy Shuttle's intent to cease providing service in terms of people not receiving a refund or not happy with the situation?
Not as of today. We have not received any complaints.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Young. Let me ask Mr. Romer, are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have anything to add to what Mr. Young has stated?
Only to clarify that the port was notified.
Okay. So it's you are saying, sir, that it's your intent to discontinue service until such time as the litigation is ended. Is it your intent to resume service at that time, or are you simply attempting to transfer the certificate?
We don't have a buyer for the certificate. We would like to see this litigation resolved so that we know the status of our certificate vis-a-vis the commission. So that then if we are allowed to provide service under the change in the rules that under 4830 that were implemented by the commission recently, we would want to look at that option. But we can't do that right now because our certificate is all hung up and might not make it through the appeal process.
All right, are there questions for Mr. Romer? All right, thank you, Mr. Romer. Is there anyone else on the bridge line or in the room who wishes to speak to this matter?
Thank you, Mr. Downer, Brooks Harlow, or someone who's ahead of me in the queue.
Now go ahead, Mr. Harlow.
Okay. May or may not surprise you to know that we support the request to discontinue service on less statutory notice. We do think the commission should know all the facts. We see the discontinuance as the right outcome, but for the wrong reasons, as they're stated in the letter. So I'm very glad, and if I understand what staff is recommending and the recommendations follow, there'll be an opportunity for the commission to do a little investigation. I think that's very important. And at the end of the investigation, I hope very much that this discontinuance is not allowed to be temporary and open-ended. And the reason you need to do an investigation is you're only getting half-truths in this letter. And the commission can't do a good or not good job of regulating the market based on half-truths. The whole truth is the passage that Mr. Romer quoted was a small portion of the negotiation for settlement of the complaint case. And indeed, that was supposed to have been confidential discussions. We had a non-disclosure agreement. So the filing that was made yesterday or the day before is actually a breach of a non-disclosure agreement. We're reluctant to file the whole string of emails, which go all the way back to early February of this year. But if you issue a bench request to the applicant or to us, I'm sure you'll get all the emails so you can see what's really going on here. But the fact is, with the Speedy Shuttle trying to sell their certificate going back as early as February, that would have been before most of the legal costs in this case were incurred. And the other thing we encourage you to do is get monthly financial statements from the applicant to learn. Don't change what you're doing other than maybe making it permanent.
All right.
Learn what really happened in this market.
So, Mr. Harlow, what I think what I would like to do is if we... I don't want to litigate this case today. I think the only thing before us right now is the less than statutory notice. And I understand that you are supporting that. We will have an opportunity to look at some of the other issues going forward. I recognize that Mr. Romer today is appearing pro se, but we can look at some of those other issues. So the question really right now is a request for waiver of the statutory notice. We also have some requirements with regard to local government notification, and then we would have the ability to bring this forward at a future open meeting. The suggestion has been at sometime in January or February, and I think that would be, in any event, it would be well short of the 6 months that Mr. Romer is asking that we would bring this matter back to the commission. So do you have any problems with us taking those steps today?
No, I don't think so. This is the slow season, and we're doing our best to take up the slack. I don't know what's going on in the ground out there. Maybe Mr. Sherrill does, maybe he doesn't. It does, because there's a 30-day judicial review petition deadline. Because this is not resolved still, it forces us to petition for judicial review, whereas if they were allowed to exit permanently today, we wouldn't have to file a petition for judicial review. All the relief we might have gotten out of that proceeding. So it forces us down two parallel tracks for a little bit, but I don't think that matters a whole lot.
All right. So, yeah, I want to focus on what we have to do today. And the request is for a temporary discontinuance. And that's what we have before us right now. So I think what I would... So thank you, Mr. Harlow. Any other statements that you have with regard to the specific request the company's making?
You're addressing me again?
Yes, I am.
No, I think we can save that for a January, February time frame.
Okay.
If necessary, it may not be.
Yeah, and it might be a February, March time frame too. So we'll have to determine that. All right. Is there anyone else in the room or on the bridge line who wishes to speak to this matter? All right, then. I think at this point, let me open it up to discussion with my colleagues. Specifically, what we have is a request for granting the company an exemption from WAC 480-3186, which requires 30 days written notice to the commission, its customers, and then city and county officials, and then to allow the company to temporarily discontinue service with less than statutory notice. Any comments? Any discussion?
So having heard, this is Commissioner Rendall for those on the phone, having heard the staff's presentation and the company and from Mr. Harlow, I think it's appropriate that we grant this LSN request for a waiver of WAC 480-3186 sub 2A, recognizing that even though there may not have been notice to the cities and counties, that's not critical in our mind. At least in my mind, it's critical that the customers and the port and the commission have notice, and if we do this LSN waiver, then that addresses the immediate issue we need to in front of us, and then we can address the merits of the request for a discontinuance later. And so that's, I'm fine with going forward with that request.
Okay. Commissioner Blaspis?
Thank you. Commissioner Blaspis, I also support the request for granting waiver of the 30-day notice requirement. And I do think it would be good to schedule hearing the merits of this as soon as we're able to do so at the next available open meeting that would accommodate this.
I would agree. I don't know that we need to wait till February. That seems like it drags it out a bit long. And considering that we don't have any customer complaints, that gives me some comfort in granting the LSN waiver.
All right. So I think, do you want to pick a date for that discussion, or do you want to just leave it so that we'll check the calendar and try and do it at the earliest reasonable opportunity?
I think we should check the calendar, but I think January or maybe no later than early February. But I think if we can get it sometime in January, if that's possible, that would be my preference.
I would agree. I think January is preferable. So,
all right.
So if we can, if staff can figure out an appropriate time at an open meeting in January, that would be good. So I'm happy to make a motion.
Okay. Well, there's one other item. I don't have anything in mind other. I just wanted to raise the fact that this is a request for temporary discontinuance, which leaves open the possibility that they would resume service in the interim. And so the only thing I think I would add to any motion is that we have some notice, perhaps 7 days notice, that Speedy Shuttle let us know 7 days in advance of a decision to resume operations.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Romer, would you have any objection to that?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. So with that, I would
entertain
a motion.
With that, in docket number TC171144, I move that the commission issue an order granting less than statutory notice for a waiver of a request to temporarily discontinue operations, providing notice for of 30 days. Let me start over here. Okay. I move that in the docket number TC171144, that the commission issue an order granting a waiver on less than statutory notice of WAC 4830-186, sub 2, sub A, and that Speedy Shuttle Seattle must notify the commission at least 7 business days prior to resuming operations, and that we schedule this for the merits of this matter for an open meeting in January.
Second.
Meeting carries. I think while we will aim for January, if we find that the calendar doesn't allow it until early February or thereabouts, that we can go forward. But the motion has carried. Is there anything further on this matter this afternoon? All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.